The following program is sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministries.
Here we go!
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete. Preach the Word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy. And Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. We thank you for peace today. We thank you for joy today. We thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing flowing and being released to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us free from unforgiveness and bitterness right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us free from the spirit of oppression and depression. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for setting us free from anxiety. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, I thank you for your power being released to break every form of addiction, every form of addiction being broken right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for doing that right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, I thank you for healing sciatic nerve pain. I thank you, Lord God, for healing those ulcers on the foot. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be dissolved, be gone in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you for opening that deaf ear on the right side, that right ear being healed right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for healing emphysema. I thank you for healing lung cancer right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you for healing diabetes, type 1 and type 2. I thank you for a new pancreas. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you for healing every eye disorder, every eye disorder. I thank you for healing glaucoma. Thank you for glaucoma being healed right now in the left eye. Glaucoma being healed, right eye. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for setting that person free from that eating disorder. I thank you for them being set free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And I thank you for that, Lord. Lord, I thank you for doing that right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you and I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. I thank you for a greater outpouring of your Holy Spirit over your people, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for increasing our hunger and our desire to serve, your desire to know you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for releasing your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness. Push back the forces of darkness, Lord, that your glory might be revealed. I thank you, Lord God, for bringing down every high place. I thank you, Lord God, for tumbling down the thrones and the altars of false worship. Lord, I thank you for doing that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for sending forth a refreshing to your people that need a refreshing, God. I thank you, Lord God, for those that need revival, for revival coming forth. I thank you for a revival coming forth in the body of Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for releasing the gift of faith. I thank you for the gift of faith being activated right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, and I thank you, Lord. Father, I pray that your anointing would be upon this teaching today. Lord, let our hearts be open to hear and to receive your word with a spirit of meekness. And Lord, I thank you, and I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor. In the precious and the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to be here with you to share the word of God. I thank God for the opportunity to be here with you. To the first-time listeners, I'm not the typical radio preacher. Welcome, amen. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Amen. It's my desire to see every believer walking in a covenant relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, walking in his presence and fulfilling the purpose that God has called you to walk in as his sons, as his daughters. You know, we're living in some very perilous times. These are the last days. There needs to be an urgency to be about the Father's business. God is searching and looking for some people who will say, Lord, here am I, send me. You know, we need to have a revelation of who God is. because we've been preached such a man-centered gospel that we've lost sight of who God is. You know, we need to preach more about God. We need to preach more about righteousness. We need to preach more about holiness and sanctification. We need to preach more about humility. You know, we become very arrogant and puffed up in the body of Christ. You know, Jesus came in the form of a servant. He humbled himself. You know, there was no arrogance about Jesus. There was no arrogance. There was no arrogance. When you look inside of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, there was no arrogance about what he did. He knew who he was, but he was not arrogant with it. He was not self-centered. Everything he did was to bring glory and honor to the Father. I encourage you to read and study the Gospel of John. And as you study the Gospel of John, I pray that the Spirit of God would open up your understanding that Jesus came to bear witness of who God the Father was, and we are to bear witness of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. And God has given us a commission. He's given us a mandate to proclaim that he is Lord, that he is Savior, that he is Redeemer, that he is the Healer. We have a divine commission to go out into the highways and the hedges and to compel people to come in. And in order for us to do that, we need to be equipped. We need to be endued with that power from on high. And the way that we are equipped is by spending time in his presence, as we have been in this series on how to abide in Jesus Christ, and realizing the fact that Jesus said in John 15:7, he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. And understanding the fact that you're asking God to grant healing. You're asking God to grant deliverance. You're asking God to grant restoration. You are looking at people who are bound up in sin. People have been oppressed by the devil, and God has commissioned us in the church, in the body of Christ, to make a difference wherever God has placed us, wherever God has called us to be. We are called to be light in the midst of darkness. I wish somebody would say amen. We've been commissioned to do so. Saints, look at our society. All you got to do is look at the news, read the news, and see all of the stuff that is happening, all the stuff that is going on. And we have the church here in America. We have more churches, more Bible schools, more teachers and preachers and evangelists and prophets and everything else, but we're still not operating and walking in apostolic power and authority. That apostolic authority and power comes upon us when we learn to dwell in the secret place, when we learn to abide in his presence, so that as we are obeying God's words, we've been talking about the last several weeks, as Jesus said, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. And when you keep my commandments, me and my Father, we're going to come. We're going to make our home with you. We're going to dwell with you. So wherever you go, we go. And if we're coming with you, healing and deliverance and restoration is coming too. If you need a financial breakthrough, it's coming. Why? Because the presence of God is with you. The presence of God is on your life. You have made a commitment to surrender to him. You've made a vow to say, Lord, I'm going to live for you. Lord, my desire is to serve you. My desire is to please you. God, I want my marriage to please you if you're married. I want my children to please you, Lord. I want my business career. Well, God, wherever you've done, everything I do, God, I want it to bring glory and honor to your name. Because we are called to be witnesses. We have been preached a man-centered gospel instead of a Christ-centered gospel. Oh, gosh, here we go, saints. As I've been dealing with this, and we dealt with this last week, and we left off in Psalm 42 about that longing and that desire to be in his presence, to experience him. The psalmist said in verse number 1, Psalm 42, verse number 1, it says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. Saints, have you ever gotten to that place yet? Think about it. Your mind, your emotions, your will, everything on the inside of you has a longing to be in the presence of God. I'm going to tell you a little secret here. The most powerful songs that minister to me, that make me weep, are songs that talk about being in the presence of God. Oh my gosh. And it's like that's a heart cry for me, is to be in his presence. To have his presence on my life. You know, and I believe David had this revelation. And I believe we need to get this revelation also. It says, the deer pants for the water brook, so pants my soul for you, God. My soul thirsts for God. Have you ever been thirsty for him? Are you hungry for him? For the living God. When shall I come and appear before my God? My tears have been my food day and night. Do we have that longing for him? Do we have that hunger for him?
to be in his presence, to get into his word, to sing, to praise, to worship him in spirit and truth? Do we have that, saints? Have you lost that longing? I pray that God brings that back to you. I pray that after you hear this radio broadcast, matter of fact, I pray that as you are listening to this broadcast, that the Spirit of the living God will begin to stir in you to where that he will begin to break down and remove all of those things that have hindered you from having that longing, that desire, that he begins to remove those things that are in the way, that are hindering you from stepping into the place of unbroken fellowship with him. Why? Because God loves you. God wants to reveal himself to you. God wants you to know that you are his son, that you are his daughter. God wants you to know that, yes, he has a plan and a purpose for your life, but utmost the main thing is that he wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to dwell with you. He wants to be the center of your life. He wants to be the center of your marriage. He wants to be the center in the lives of your children as you raise them up and bring them in the admonition of the Lord. God wants your family, your business, or whatever career, wherever you've been assigned to. God wants to be the center so that he can let his presence be upon you, that when you go out and when you come out of that secret place, that you're able to make an impact, that you're able to make a difference, that people know that there's something different about that man, there's something different about that marriage, there's something different about that business, there's something different about them. And a lot of times people will say that about him, there's something, he's a little different, there's something about him, you know. And then when we get into a conversation, you know, and they find out that, you know, that I'm a pastor, a minister, or a, you know, servant of the Lord. And they said, I knew it was something about you. I might be talking to a rank heathen, but they said there was something, you're just different. And to God be the glory that I am that different. But you see, it's my desire, and I believe it's God's desire, for every believer to experience his presence as never before. And you know, this longing, this desire to abide in his presence, that's where we belong, in his presence. His presence should be going with us wherever we go. Matter of fact, his presence should be increasing in our lives daily so that without us having to say a word, we're impacting and touching people's lives. To where if they don't know him, they are drawn to you. There's something about you. And I believe, you know, David is one of my favorite biblical characters next to Elijah and Jesus, of course. But David had this revelation. And we dealt with this last week. And as I was ministering to you last week, to where there are people out there that some of you, you're in a backslidden condition. Your love for God has grown cold. You don't pray. You don't read your word. You don't fellowship with the saints. And God is calling you back into a covenant relationship. God is calling you to come home. God is beckoning you to come back to him. And some of you, you're just frustrated. And some of you are just lukewarm. You know, you're just going through the motions. But God wants to bring you to that place of unbroken fellowship with him in the secret place so that he can reveal himself to you. And then he can take out of you what needs to be taken out. And one thing I know about King David, and I love Psalm 51. Psalm 51 is one of my favorite psalms. And it's a prayer of repentance. This was a prayer that David wrote after Nathan the prophet exposed his sin. You know, like I said, a lot of times we have unconfessed sin in our lives. And that's something that's, when I talk about a man-centered gospel, we don't preach about sin anymore. We don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't want people to be offended. We are concerned that they might leave. No, we have to preach about sin. We have to tell people they need to repent. You see, repentance is not a negative message. It's a message of deliverance. Because when you repent, God forgives you and it puts you in a position to receive your healing and your deliverance. Many people are walking around with unforgiveness and bitterness and they're wondering why they can't get a breakthrough. Many of us, we have embraced the spirit of the world so much to where we can't even enjoy the presence and the fellowship of God because we're so involved with the spirit of the world instead of being led by the spirit of God. But one thing I love about Psalm 51, saints, and King David, and I want you to get this, and I pray that as we go through and as we read this together, this is after his sin was exposed. God sent Nathan the prophet. You know the story. You know, David saw Bathsheba. She was fine and everything. And he got with her, and she conceived a child, and then her husband was out there on the battlefield, and when David found out, he set up a plot of deception. He said, you know what, I got to go. First, he brought back in and got him all drunk and liquored up and said, hey, you know, go in and be with your wife, have relations, but the man refused to do it because he was a loyal, faithful servant. To where David said, you know what, I just got to kill him. Set him on the front line, let him, I got to kill him. This is the only way I can cover this up. Not realizing God knew, and God saw everything he did. And then one day, he sent Nathan the prophet to him, gave him a little story. And when David heard the story, David got angry. And David said, this man is worthy of death. And then Nathan the prophet looked him in the eye and said, thou art the man. You're the one who did this. And one thing about King David, saints, he always acknowledged his sin and his transgression. David took responsibility for what he had done. He didn't pass the buck like Adam did. And like so many of us do. If you're wrong, you're wrong. You admit you're wrong. So you can receive your healing and deliverance. And this was the heart of David. He said, have mercy upon me, O God. According to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. You see, in the contemporary gospel, we have preached a doctrine of tolerance. But when I read and study in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and when I study the God of the Bible, he confronts sin. He doesn't tolerate, he confronts it. And many believers are walking around running while they haven't received their breakthrough spiritually, financially, whatever it might be, because they have unconfessed sin in their lives. Now, sometimes I understand now, you know if you got some stuff going on in you. You know that. And if you allow the Spirit of God to search your heart, he's going to show you. And then on other occasions, it's spiritual warfare. You're going through a trial of your faith. But we know how we live in, saints. Come on, somebody. And he says, cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgressions. And my sin is always before me. He says, against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. He says, behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part you shall make me to know wisdom. Look at the cry of David. Come on, somebody. Purge me. God, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Okay, saints, it's getting real right now. Look what he says. Creating me a clean heart, O God. Remember I said last week, many of us, we have unforgiveness, we have bitterness, we have anger, we have jealousy, we have hatred, we have racism. We got all of these things, adulteries and all these things in our hearts, evil thoughts, evil ways. David said, creating me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And I want you to highlight verse number 11. Do not cast me away from your presence. Whew, man, right there, saints. Right there, saints. Right there, saints. And do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Out of all of that, David realized and David knew God reserved the right to remove his presence and to take away the Holy Spirit from his life. And this was a plea of a man who fellowshiped with God, knew God. God walked with him. Jesus even said that David was a man after God's own heart. That when he got to the place And his sin was exposed and his condition was exposed. Because he was being convicted by the power of the Holy Spirit. Nathan the prophet has exposed his sin. This is a cry from within. Do not cast me away from your presence. And do not take your Holy Spirit from me. He said, you know what, God? You can do whatever you want to do. But don't do these two things. I can't lose your presence, God. I can't lose your Holy Spirit. Those two things, God, I cannot live without. How many of us, we could care less in the body of Christ, in the contemporary church, we could care less. And then we say, well, the Holy Spirit would never leave us. Oh, really? You remember the story of Samson? He was playing around there with Delilah. Kept getting up, kept shaking himself, shaking it off like, hey, ain't nothing going on. And he got up that last time, and the scripture said he didn't know that the Spirit of God had departed from him. Ooh, right there, saints. That's why you got to know the Bible, saints. That's why, you know, I get frustrated because it's like, you know, we don't believe God's word anymore. We have explained away God's word. Samson kept playing around with Delilah. Go with me in Judges 16, verse 18. For those of you who said, I didn't know that was in the Bible. Well, let's go there and see what said the scripture, saints. In verse 18 says, and when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, Come up once more, for he has told me all his heart. So the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hand. Then she lulled him to sleep on her knees and called for a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his head. Then she began to torment him and his strength left him. And in verse number 20, and she said, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. So he awoke from his sleep and said, I will go out as before at other times and will shake myself free. But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Whew, man, right there, saints. Then the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza. And they bound him with bronze feathers and he became a grinder in the prison. So he said, I'm going to play around with this and keep playing around with this. Get up and just shake myself. And he said he didn't know that the Spirit had departed from him. The Lord had departed from him. David had this revelation. David valued the presence of God. And I'm praying that every believer that is listening, that you will begin to value the presence of God. If you've not been able to sense the presence of God in your life, ask the Holy Spirit to show you what it is that is hindering you from experiencing God's presence as never before. If you have unconfessed sin, ask the Holy Spirit to show you. Many of you know exactly what it is. All you got to do is confess it and renounce it. And receive God's forgiveness so you can receive your healing, your deliverance, and your restoration. Why? Because God loves you. God desires to reveal himself to you. God wants to pour out his power and his anointing in your life. God wants to commission you to go out to whether it's in your job, your business, or wherever it might be. God wants to reveal himself to you, be in a relationship with you, so that he can impart his power and his anointing that you can go out and proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. Because God loved you. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. Be praying for the peace of Jerusalem because the Bible commands us to do so. Be praying for your leaders and know that Jesus Christ is Lord and his return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, their address is Straight Word Christian Ministries. P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Pastor Dermothy Lavelle.
The preceding program sponsored by Straight Word Christian Ministry.